It's not about pleasing men. It's about pleasing God. Change your preaching. Change your preaching. People don't like you. People are talking bad about you. Our church isn't growing fast enough because of you, people say. Alright? Change your preaching. Please man. No. Not as pleasing man, but God which trieth our hearts. Man doesn't try my heart. Man can't look inside my heart. Only God can. And so I'm going to have a pure heart inside of God, not man. I'm going to do what's right inside of God, not man. See, man will misjudge you. Man will misunderstand you. And sometimes even innocently will misunderstand you, misinterpret you, misjudge you. God knows your heart exactly, and that's who the only person you're ever going to please. You know, you please all the people some of the time, and some of the people all the time. You can't please all the people all the time. Look, you can't please people all the time. Keep your heart right with God. That's somebody that you know, if you push the button, the light bulb will come on. If you do what's right, God's pleased. If you do what's right, maybe man's pleased. Maybe man gets upset when you do what's right. God's always pleased when you do what's right. Not as pleasing man, but God, which I learned. For neither at any time used we flattering words. Never. You hear that? That's a pretty strong thing. Neither at any time used we flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness. God is witness. Nor of men sought we glory. Neither of you, nor yet of others. Though we might have been burdensome as the apostle of Christ, but we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherishes her children, so being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have a part of you, not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because you were dear unto us. Hey, the preacher who says, you're dear to me, I love you, I'll do anything for you, is the preacher who will never use flattering words. Never. Never will he soft soap the message. Never will he tone down his preaching, but he'll preach it with boldness all the time, never using flattery, never a cloak of covetousness, never making it about the money, never deciding what he preaches based on the money. No, the preacher who says, I'm affectionately desirous of you, I love you, you're dear to me, I'll impart not just the gospel of God to you only, but also my own soul. That's the preacher who will not use flattery and weak, soft, soap, sissified messages that we're hearing across America come from a heart that's been hardened by a lack of love for God's people, that's willing to let them go into sin, that's willing to let them rot their brain in front of a wicked television, that's willing to let them go to the bar and drink themselves into oblivion and commit adultery and fornication. Hey, the preacher who loves God's people is the one who boldly stands up behind the pulpit and says, thus saith the Lord. And you know what? You may lose some friends along the way.